Morning code, coffee steams.
From archive to your ears, this is Daily Tech Feed from the Labs. Your comprehensive, encyclopedic compendium of all things research. Following the latest trends on archive.org, that's ARXIV.org. This is Frontier Science. I'm Fry.
And I'm Bob. Great to be here, Fry.
From the labs.
Fresh grass, wild schemes, new worlds in a PDF beam. Daily Tech Feed from the labs.
Welcome back to Dispatches from the Edge. I'm Fry.
I'm Bob. And we need to have a conversation.
We do. No papers today.
That's going to be a change of pace for the three of you still listening.
The three of us. Here's the thing about daily publishing. The format made sense as an experiment. AI research moves fast. There's a case to be made for capturing it in near real time, a dispatch from the edge, as we've been saying. But the edge doesn't actually move on a daily schedule.
Papers don't come out uniformly. Mondays might have four things worth talking about. Tuesdays might have nothing. Forcing a daily cadence means you're either padding out mediocre material to fill time, or you're burning through genuinely good work faster than anyone can absorb it.
Or both.
Simultaneously!
The novelty wore off, ours and probably yours. There's a certain energy to starting something, to building the pipeline, wiring it up, watching the first episode render and go live. That energy is real, and it produces real work. But it doesn't last forever, and when it goes, what you're left with is a daily obligation that no longer fits the actual shape of the content.
Some of the better episodes we did, the single paper deep dives, the longer format pieces, those needed more than a day. They needed time to digest the material, structure it properly, let the conversation breathe. Compressing everything to fit a daily slot meant some of those ideas never fully landed.
Right? So what changes?
Less frequent, when there's something genuinely worth 2 hours of your attention. We'll do it properly. When there isn't, we won't manufacture something.
The pipeline exists. The archive exists. 30 episodes in the back catalog if you want to know what we were reading in early 2026. The show isn't going away. It's just becoming less predictable, which is probably closer to the truth of research anyway.
Science doesn't have a publishing schedule. And neither do we, going forward.
For what it's worth. This was a genuinely interesting thing to build. The archive has caught fragments of a field in real motion. Mixture of experts going mainstream, diffusion models applied to robotics, sparse attention mechanisms making models that were previously intractable actually tractable. These are not small moments. We got to watch them happen in something close to real time.
And document them, which is something.
Which is something. Watch the feed if you want to know when the next one drops. It could be next week, it could be in 2 months. If it's worth doing, we'll do it.
That's the bar now. Worth doing. Not. It's 6 a.m. and the pipeline is expecting an episode.
Probably a better bar in hindsight.
Probably.
So long, and thanks for all the fish.
This podcast is entirely AI generated. Scripts written by Claude Opus 4.6. Voices rendered by Tianwen 3TTS. That's Quen 3TTS for us English speakers. Find Daily Tech Feed from the labs on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever fine podcasts are distributed. All of our shows here at Daily Tech Feed are available at pod.c457.org. Not affiliated with any companies or researchers discussed. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Wild schemes, new worlds in a PDF beam. Daily tech feed from the labs. Tiny sparks turning into maps. Archive pages in a gentle sway. Tomorrow's tricks in my ears today.